Ni lyssnar på programmet 10 i 12 i Radio Falköping, er allra närmaste radiostation. Jag har gått ungefär 150 meter till ett ställe som har en massa nyföretagarverksamhet. Och hamnat på ett ställe där man tar bort tatueringar. Alltså laser, man tar bort det via laser. Och det här är lite spännande, så jag kontaktade Alexandra Govan som är den som har startat den här firman. Och nu ska jag prata engelska och så kommer jag avbryta, så kommer jag översätta lite grann och förklara på svenska vad vi har pratat om. Hi Alexandra.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This place, the first thing that struck me when I entered here was that it looks very modern, like it, yeah, it's fashionable or modern or something. Are you, is it intentional or what?
Yeah, I wanted to inject a little bit of my personality into the room, so obviously I've got a lot of things that represent my personality, lots of posters from bands and memorabilia and things like that. But I wanted the room to be modern as well, because it needs to be clean and fresh to be a laser removal studio.
Yeah. And the thing with remove tattoos, it for me it sounds like it's really painful. Is it?
Yeah, it hurts. Like getting a tattoo hurts. Removing it also.
But is it more than getting the tattoo?
I'd say yes, it does hurt a little bit more, but it's really quick. So if you're getting a tattoo, maybe it might take an hour, 2 hours. To remove it, we can do it in 5 minutes, maybe less,
okay.
Yeah, depending on the size.
Yeah.
I also have some really good numbing cream, which helps a lot.
I think that everybody needs that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even you?
Yeah, when I did it, I used numbing cream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How does it work with we say numbing cream?
Yeah.
And it's like what it says. You
yeah,
put it on and then it works for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it lasts for a while. It doesn't completely take away the pain by any means, but it helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes it a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah. We got the stuff in front of us here, the chair and the laser equipment. It's a really big piece, the laser.
Yeah, it's an expensive piece of machinery, but I spent a lot of money on it because I wanted it to be the best possible machine for the job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to, if you want to, start the machine so I can get some sound, how it sounds.
Yeah.
Is it very is it a high sound or?
It's not very loud, it's just a fan really.
Yeah, it's the fan. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. So you don't need earplugs or something?
No. The only equipment we need when we're using it is glasses to protect your eyes from the laser.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And you have had this place for how long now? Why did you open for business?
I'm literally just opening now.
Today?
Yeah, pretty much.
The first day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Open for business.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's taken a while to get everything set up, but now I'm ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any bookings?
Not yet, because I've not really done any advertising and marketing, but that's...
Now you do.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's today's job.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to talk a bit Swedish now.
Okay.
Vi har pratat lite grann, jag och Alexander här, om att ni hörde maskinen där. Det var ju en fläkt som lät väldigt mycket. Och om det gör ont och så vidare, och det gör det. Men det tar också inte jättelång tid att ta bort de här tatueringarna. Och att hon precis har startat, det är första dagen egentligen här som hon har öppet för verksamhet. Yes, and now some more questions. You said a little bit of the time it takes for to remove the tattoo. How much do you prepare before the job, before you start remove?
There's not much really to do. I just need to clean the skin, make sure there's no bacteria there, and then put the numbing cream on. That takes about 20 minutes to start working, and then we just go in with the laser.
Mm.
Not so much it's preparation.
Quite a quick
yeah.
job before.
Exactly.
I thought about education. Like, have you gone to school to learn, or how does that
Yeah, work? I started in May last year. I did an education down in Malmö, and those are the people that I buy the machine from, so they teach me how to use it. They actually build the machine as well, so a really good company. And they also have done some more training with me over time, and when they delivered the machine and anything, any questions that I might need answering, I can always contact them. They're really great.
Mm. How long was the education for?
It's not very long. I was there for a day.
Yeah.
And then there's been more training, like, via video.
Yeah. I reckon it's not much. That sounds wrong. It's a lot to learn, I think, but it, when you start to doing it, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've learned everything that I need to know about removing tattoos, so, you know, I know what I'm doing.
We're safe with you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Costs?
It can be quite pricey because...
Depending on the...
Yeah, it depends on the size. Yeah. Also, the machine's very expensive, so that means that to remove it's also going to be quite expensive. But I've kind of marketed myself right in the middle. I'm not undercutting myself, but I'm not ripping anyone else off either. So I think I've got a good price.
Yeah. You're in between somewhere.
Yeah.
I noticed that you have a lot of tattoos yourself.
I do.
Yeah. Is there any tattoo that you feel, I don't want that, I don't want, you know, that you regret taking it?
Yeah, there's a few. I don't really deeply regret them, but I've kind of grown out of them, and I'm going to remove them, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sometime.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a little bit of you. You have been living in Sweden for how long now, Alexandra?
A year and a half.
Oh.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah, it has.
How do you like it in Falköping?
I love it, actually. I'm from Manchester originally.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a big city, so moving from Manchester to
Falköping.
Yeah, it's a big difference, but it's really nice. It's a good community. Everyone kind of knows everyone, which is kind of nice.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. And as you are a part of the music scene in Falköping, and elsewhere too, of course, as a musician myself, it's a very positive and healthy environment in the music business in Falköping. Or
yeah, I mean, I don't play any instruments myself, but music is very much a big part of my life and always has been. And that's partly why I ended up in Falköping, because my partner is in Nesta. So, he obviously brings me into a lot of the music scene that's happening around this area and across Sweden and the world. So that's been an interesting journey.
It sounds so great in the world.
Yeah.
They are great. Did you go to Japan too?
I did not go to Japan because I was busy setting up my business. Mm. Unfortunately, I really wanted to go to Japan, but maybe next time.
Yeah. It's going to be more.
That I hope so.
Yeah, of course. And now that you have this place here, it's as I said before, it's a nice place, and it's the chair. I thought that the chair would be more like not like an electric chair type of chair, but anyway, more like you know, you get scared when you see the chair, but it isn't. It's white and it's looks very comfortable.
Yeah, it's a professional chair. Because I can also do other things with the laser, apart from removing tattoos. What? So I can also do a Hollywood carbon facial, which is really popular with the stars, hence it's called the Hollywood facial.
Okay.
And basically you cover the face with a black carbon and I laser it off. Mm. It's completely pain-free, but it's really good for reduces fine lines, boosts collagen.
What is that? It's the last thing you said.
It boosts collagen, so it makes your skin plumper and firmer, especially for women who are over 30. It's really good for boosting collagen because we start losing it at that age.
Mm.
And it's really deep cleaning and exfoliating for the face, and totally pain-free, and it doesn't leave your skin red or it doesn't leave any marks on there afterwards. So a lot of the stars would get it before they went on the red carpet.
So you can. So basically, if somebody want to, and that's certainly a lot of people that would, it can be like the stars.
Yeah.
Feels like the stars.
Yeah. Yeah. They can come in, remove a tattoo, and get a facial and come out glowing.
And then you go out in photoshopping and glow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The business is mostly, I hear, is focused on removal tattoos.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Can you see yourself in a couple of years or something to expand and put in some other things to do?
Yeah, possibly. But again, the machine can actually do a few other things as well. So. Because it removes pigment in the skin, which is basically when you have a tattoo, you put in pigment in the skin. I can also remove things like freckles and birthmarks and sunspots, so any pigmentation on the skin.
Yeah.
So I guess I could look into other things that other lasers can do, but that's the limit with this particular laser.
I got a question about psychological and social aspects.
Okay.
That sounds
heavy, interesting.
Right? Do people often regret tattoos for specific reasons? Like relationships, jobs, or lifestyle changes or something?
I think tattoos are they're a lot more accepted these days, so a lot of people have them, but then they don't always think them through so much, and then they regret them a little bit later in life because, like I said, with some of mine, I maybe outgrew some of them. Also, some people have their ex-partner's names tattooed on them.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. And then there's those people who've gone to, like, Benidorm, and got a tattoo while they're on holiday, when they're drunk, and then,
Or
maybe they just got a bad tattoo.
some bachelor parties where the guys are,
And some people have approached me who've had tattoos from apprentices, people who've just bought a machine and started tattooing, and it's not worked out so well, so, yeah.
Do you tattoo yourself?
I did work in a tattoo shop many years ago for a short time. I started doing an apprenticeship because I'm also an artist. I went to university to do art.
Yeah.
So I tried my hand at that. And it was a very stressful job, putting something permanently on someone. The person I was doing the apprenticeship with, he actually left the country, so I stopped doing that and went back to my day job. So I do have a bit of knowledge about the tattoo industry and And I think that's helpful when it comes to removing them as well.
Of course. I'll translate.
Okay.
Vi har pratat lite grann nu om att fortsätta om att ta bort och den här psykologiska aspekten på det. Hur, alltså, om det är många frågor som tar bort tatueringen för att man kanske har tatuerat in sitt ex-namn och så vidare, eller jobb eller livsstil och sådär. Även en del om Alexandra då kan tänka sig att utöka sin verksamhet med lite annat. Och det finns den här maskinen som hon har där, är sån så att hon kan liksom göra flera jobb, ta bort födelsemärken och sådana här saker. Så det finns grejer att göra med den här maskinen. Ja, alltså det, jag kan inte utöka den nog efter den här maskinen. Det ser ut som ett rymdskepp. I told the Swedish people now that it looks like something from space, or like from NASA.
Yeah.
Or something.
A little robot.
Yeah, like a robot. Yeah. Yeah. When you take away the tattoo, where does the ink go?
Good question. So it's not actually me or the machine that is removing the ink. Your body does it. So the machine, the laser hits the ink and it shatters the ink into like smaller pieces.
Okay.
And then your body clears it through the lymphatic system.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can pee out.
Basically. Sweat it out.
Sweat it out and pee it out or something.
That's what's happening, yeah.
Cool. Mm. Yeah. So that's where it goes.
Yeah.
Hmm. The markings after when you're done, are it like a big or is it
as soon as
seeable?
As soon as I shoot the tattoo, it goes like kind of a white frosty kind of color,
like a surface.
Yeah. Because you're basically lightly burning the skin. And then as that fade, that'll fade throughout the day, and then it just kind of looks a bit red.
Okay.
I cool it as much as I can at the time of lasering, but when you go home after having it done, you need to keep like an ice pack on it to keep it cold. Otherwise, you can get blisters.
Yeah.
Just as long as it feels hot and sore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to cool it down. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's about the customer's aftercare is key. The better they look after it afterwards, the better it will heal.
The result getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many times do, if I wanted to remove one of my tattoos, how many times in the chair?
Okay.
Is it more than one?
Yeah, multiple times.
Yes.
It's subjective to the tattoo as well. It depends on how old the tattoo is, what ink's been used, how deep it is. But usually, if you just want to fade it to cover it up, that can be between maybe 2 and 7 sessions to lighten it. But to completely remove it can be from 7 to 14, 15. It really depends on the tattoo. Some move a lot quicker than others.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said something now. To lighten it, brighten it up?
No, sorry, fade it.
Fade it?
To fade the tattoo so that you could do a cover-up over the top.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's quite a process.
Yeah, it takes a while. It takes longer than putting a tattoo on, that's for sure. And you need to leave at least 6 weeks between each session for the skin to fully heal to be able
so
to laser again.
It needs to heal between the
treatment. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
I saw something before I went here. No, I saw something online on YouTube, of course. Somebody said it was the worst pain I ever had. Oh God, it's so painful. And then it was others who said that, it kind of felt nothing.
But again, pain is subjective. Some people think tattoos really hurt and others are not bothered by it. But I would say, it hurts. But with the numbing cream, it makes it easier and it's very fast as well.
Of course, you need to be the hygienic things with it. You need to be have this kind of procedure where you wash your hand and antiseptic stuff and so on.
Yeah, it's not really like tattooing though, because with tattooing you're breaking the skin. Mm. With the laser, I'm not really breaking the skin, so it's much less chance of anything happening. But obviously, I'm still going to clean the skin beforehand, just in case. Because sometimes you can get a blister, but that's usually maybe hours afterwards. Mm. Yeah, but still, everything is totally hygienic.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. How do you see the future? What do you want to be in, say, in 2 years? Where do you see yourself then?
I feel like tattoo removal is really kicking off a lot. Mm. Mainly more in other countries. I've seen it in the US blow up. It's really popular, and in England as well. And I feel like it's coming to Sweden. There is a few people doing it already, and not so much in this area. But I feel like there will be more demand for it. So possibly in the future, maybe I will open another shop. I don't know, but that's potentially on the cards.
Okay. Like in Gothenburg or Stockholm or something?
Yeah, maybe. I think Gothenburg's closer.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more realistic.
Gothenburg's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
To you. And some Swedish again. Mm-hmm. Nu har vi pratat om framtiden lite grann, vad Alexandra känner för det, om hon ska öppna en filial och så vidare, kan bli så. Lite mer om smärtan i att faktiskt göra det här, hur det varierar. Smärttröskeln är olika på olika människor. Och helt enkelt om det här med att ta bort tatueringar, och framförallt också att det är stort blir större och större i USA, England och förhoppningsvis i Sverige också då. Thank you again.
Thank you.